Hello, hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. I am Haley Clandenning.
I'm Maurice Brown.
And I'm Sarah Chapin.
And she looks so gorgeous, you guys. I wish you could see her
right
now.
We should have done live today.
I know. Ooh, you still can. On the first commercial break, we can make it happen.
Oh, but it might ruin the surprise.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So never mind.
Anyway, she just looks gorgeous, everybody. I just have to say.
Yeah, thank you, Haley.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, we're going on a date? I want to go on a date.
We can go on a date. That's fine. We can go together.
Girls date. Anyways, I hope everyone is having a wonderful Tuesday. It's been a good week so far. I don't know if anyone else has had such, like, good vibes right now. I mean, it feels really good this week.
It feels really relaxing and less stressful than it has been, so I'm fine with that.
Right? Good change of pace.
Yes.
And Marie's got to be by the ocean, yes. So you're feeling whole and centered.
And relaxed.
Absolutely. How about you, Norma? How's your week been?
I was with my parents, and now I'm going back.
Oh, aww. Good. Yes, we are sitting down with our lovely Norma Maliari. I said it right, Maliari?
Yes.
Ooh,
yay!
I've been saying it wrong, people, for, like, years now, which is terrible.
No, it's possible.
And you know what? That is so fitting for you, honestly. It's completely, it kind of sums you up. But Norma is part of the World Financial Group. We'll dive into that, obviously, and get going into that here in a bit. But Norma has also, if you guys want to look up, we have had her on a previous podcast, too. So you can always go back. I believe it was season 2, episode 8.
That's right.
So if you want to hear a little bit more about Norma that you know, if you miss anything tonight, she's just a lovely lady. And her longstanding motto is health is wealth. And she's on a mission to lead others in educating about health and wellness in all aspects, including financial health. And she believes in living simply to be able to have time and financial freedom to pursue one's passions and live one's dreams. Which is
perfect.
It's like I said, it just encompasses you too. Like it just really does.
Thank you.
Anyone's met Norma, she is just, she's such a pleasure to be around. You bring such beautiful, warm, kind energy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So we love our Norma.
Yes, we do. OG. One of the OGs.
Yes. You've been a part of.
What is OGs?
Original.
I love it. Elijah asked that too the other day because I always say OG and he's like, what does that mean? I'm like, original gangsta.
Yeah.
You're the OG. You've been around since the beginning.
The core group.
Yes.
A year later.
Well, it's been longer than
a
year.
3 years now.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I joined you a year later.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So did you join around the same time I did then or after? Or?
After.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. But it has been wonderful.
I am curious what tempted you to come out to Women of Vision to a meeting and why did you choose to come check it out?
Well, I have always been invited by several people, by several ladies. And then one day I saw a group of you parked beside me at the parking lot of my old office in downtown. And we crossed the road together and you were just full of life.
Aww.
And I was going to my girlfriend, you know, to a shop. And guess what? You were all there.
Aww.
So at Carousel.
Yeah, we were all there.
Oh, my gosh. It was kismet. It was meant to be.
And then somebody there, Erin, invited me. And I don't know what happened. I asked also the other girls who have started inviting me, like Michelle Madrigal. We also belong to the survivor, cancer survivors. Mm. And so I said, what is this group? But they look so lively and vibrant. And she said, oh, you better check it out. And I said, another thing to do.
All right.
And then I look into the website and I just got hooked.
You're so sweet. You definitely belong.
It's the mission and the vision that got me. Because
aww.
I've always been my personal ones too.
Yes. I love
warms
that.
Warms my heart.
It does. Maurice, do you want to, just since she threw it out there.
What?
Can you read it off the top of
your
head?
Oh my gosh, no, I can't.
But it really is a group of amazing ladies who are just really out there to support each other and lift each other up. not only with their businesses, obviously, but just to grow relationships.
And no competition.
Exactly. Yeah. Collaboration over competition.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
And you are a busy woman, so I'm glad that you make time for us.
I live in
That's right.
I live in two cities. So.
I was surprised to see you last week at our social, our little social. It was cute.
I'm so bummed.
I went to Portland after that.
I'm like, Norma, aren't you afraid of COVID?
Well,
I'm just like,
you know, you folks will not endanger me. And that's another thing is trust. I trust all of you.
I was going to say, what is the answer
to
that?
Well, she is a survivor, you guys. She just said that.
Yes.
Breast cancer survivor.
By the grace of God, it has been 9 blessed years. And I thank God for every second that I take and every step that I take.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. Goodness gracious. So give us a little bit of your background, Norma. Where are you from?
Oh, I am originally from the Philippines, and I migrated here to join my folks and my parents and my brothers, you know, in 1983.
Hey.
I was 24 years old. So from the rural area to Manila to Portland and now to Reading.
Oh, my gosh.
So that is the movement that I've been through, yes.
How was that change from going from the Philippines to Portland?
It was from millions of residents where I used to live in Manila. It was quite refreshing to see some air and some...
That's true, because Manila is a very large city.
And some streets that have no people, you know, and clean, you know.
Yeah.
It's very, very different.
I can imagine. I've never been to the Philippines. My sister played volleyball there for a season. But she said it's definitely a whole different world.
Well, especially where you were from, Manila is like the city is populated and
it's millions of people.
Yeah,
yeah. You can hear your neighbors
polluted, populated, and polluted.
Yeah,
you gotta wear a mask. Actually, mask is a daily thing, right?
No. We never wear masks.
Not at that time, but
at
these times,
but
yeah.
This time, yes, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and traffic too. I know she'd talk about they'd have to leave hours.
Oh, yes.
Hours early to get to their practices.
Oh, yes.
Just to go a very short distance.
That's insane.
My kids have no clue of how difficult it is to commute over there.
You are a city girl. So Portland's like,
right?
She's good.
She's like, it's a small town.
Portland is a small town.
Okay, so did you meet your husband here after you came over with your parents?
I met my husband in my parents' house.
Oh.
Yes, they made it happen.
Okay.
Yes.
So you didn't have a choice. You were like, I guess I hope I like you.
I could. I could have a choice, but he was too good looking too.
Aww.
You guys, she told us the story last week, but yeah. It was fun.
Yes. I love that.
Someday I'll talk to you about it.
Yeah, she's a firecracker though. She gave her a hard time.
Oh.
And she had plenty of suitors.
Oh, I believe it. Norma's beautiful. You are beautiful.
Oh.
And I've seen pictures too from when you were younger, and you're still, like I said, you're beautiful now, so I can imagine back
she's
in the day,
that
girl.
Gorgeous in her pictures.
Ooh, well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Beating them off with a stick.
I think she did.
Hey, well, I'm glad he won. Because we got to talk a little bit when we come back. We're already creeping into our first break about your children and a little bit more, again, about your path. Because you did a lot of years as an occupational therapist. So
31 years.
We're going to come back to that when we come back from our commercial break. But we definitely want to mention our sponsors who make this show happen. We're so thankful for you guys because we get to come in here and have fun every Tuesday. So thank
you. Yeah, we do. Thanks, ladies, for supporting our show. Sarah Beck with Legal Shield. She offers affordable access to top attorneys and identity theft. Bargain Books and More, located 836 Butte Street, open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6 p.m. Everbloom Skincare, 660A Azalea Avenue. Results-driven facials, natural acne clinic, botanical based on non-toxic skincare. Deborah Mitchell's with Oils for Young and Healthy Living. Jesse Baldwin, health certified health coach. Free health coaching services. Give her a call at 530-355-5929. And to Linda Lingo, financial coach. Linda inspires and guides women to clarity and confidence in her finances.
Yes, definitely get out there and help support local right now. I know everybody's doing a really well. Some are open for business, obviously.
Yeah.
And then everyone's done a really good job, too, with I feel like their online services or ways to connect with them if you are not wanting to Put yourself out there.
And everybody has social media, so you can always connect there, too.
Check it out. Help support local. And we will be back here on the Women of Vision show here on KCNR in just a moment.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Pacific Justice Institute offers a free seminar and a comprehensive video that will help business leaders break through this fear to legally live and share their faith with their employees, customers, and communities in ways they never would have dreamed or imagined before.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. And we are visiting with our lovely friend, Norma Magliari of World Financial Group. And we were just talking a little bit about just the life and how you got to where you're going and all the suitors. And hi to your hubby.
And the sticks you used.
Right?
To fend him off.
Love it. But he
no, won. It's just the eyes. I just look at them.
Ah, she's got them eyes. But we were talking a little bit, too, that you, right before we went into break, that you did 31 years of service as an occupational therapist. So how did we get to that point after moving from Portland? You were a youngster. I mean, how did you get into occupational therapy, my dear?
It was very well, even now, very much in demand. There were very few of us. As a matter of fact, even now they want me to get back to it. I bring Holy Communion to the sick before COVID, you know, and there are a lot of coworkers and even the directors of the facilities telling me that there are some patients that have not been seen by therapists, and I feel so guilty sometimes. There's a great need for occupational therapy. So it was during the recession when I came here, so there was no work, 1983. But after a while, I was able to take my board exam and got to work right away.
Okay, so this is something that you planned on doing from...
No.
No?
It just happened.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you just were like, I'm just going to take this exam and see if I can pass? And
no, I took the exam because I want to buy a house.
Okay.
And, you know, $10, and what do you call this, $4 an hour at that time was taking me a long time to buy a house.
Yeah, you're going to be working a while.
It was a recession.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just for people who are maybe unaware of what is an occupational therapist? What is the difference between, a regular therapist and an occupational therapist?
Occupational therapist is one of the members of the rehabilitation team. It is just like related to physical therapy and much more, because we are into activities of daily living. So, and also we do other aspects of a person or a patient other than the physical. So we do their mental, emotional, and then even, their recreational, all of that aspect is the whole occupational therapy. As we can say, we see them before even they are born, and up to the facts that, until they die. So we have all that from womb to tomb kind of coverage.
That really spans a lot.
It does. Well, if you realize what occupational therapy does, it's just to maximize the activities of daily living or to maximize their ability to live, then that's occupational therapy. So unfortunately, it's very, very misnamed because, they ask, well, a child that you are seeing doesn't have any occupation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, it does. The occupation, for example, of a small child that I am seeing is to roll from side to side and to be able to sit up and to be able to walk. Or the child probably doesn't have a good handwriting and is making it difficult for her or him to be in school, at that time when handwriting was still very important,
right?
And now. or ability to even communicate, or ability to be in a group. All of those, because we have mental health, a very big part of occupational therapy is mental health.
Mm. That's huge. So, I didn't even realize that, and mm-hmm. I kind of thought I had an idea of
great
what
question.
Occupational therapy was.
But that's a good question. It started really during the war when all those soldiers needed to have an occupation,
Mm-hmm.
And so, but then it really expanded in its, like, in my education, I saw kids, and even pregnant ladies, teaching them how well babies and how to have a self, healthy pregnancy.
Okay.
Up to folks that are dying. So, yes.
Run the gamut with everybody, like you said. I mean.
Yes. Anything that will help them, have the maximum level of their, or not only in function, but in quality.
Yes, it's like quality of life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
sounds
yes.
rewarding, but can also be, I'm sure, can take up a lot out of you.
Oh, I was just like in so much in love and passionate with my work. I didn't even think that it was work. And that's the reason why I encourage all my students and all my cousins and my nieces and nephews to take occupational therapy, because I said, how would you like to play basketball all day long? And I did that sometimes when I have a basketball on wheels, or how would you like to play baseball all day long with a blind, with the blind clients or patients, or you can do crafts all day long too, but it's just a very, very rewarding occupation or profession. I didn't even think it was a profession for me. It was like a mission.
Oh, that's just cool.
It suits her. It suits mm-hmm. you very well, and your personality and the way that you do like to pour into people and give to people it makes sense that you'd be naturally quite good at it, my dear.
We have one lady that you probably all know, Bigley Fator, is now an occupational therapist. So I'm just so happy for her.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes.
Were you like a mentor, do you think?
I was. When you are an occupational therapist, you are an educator. You teach a quadriplegic how to be able to hold his head. Physical therapists do that too. But we have to maximize their function. So I taught them how to hold a pen, for example, to sign their names. And then that will get into what are your dreams now that you cannot dive for pearls, because sometimes that's the reason why they got to be in that condition is they dove for pearls, you know, in the Philippine Sea. And then I got to make sure that they are able to, it's not what a man has lost, but what has left that's important. So I've encouraged a lot of quadriplegics how to draw and how to paint.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you can see that on they found me on Facebook. Aww. And so now my life is so much richer because they, early in the morning when I have having a hard time with the kids, for example, and they will say, "Hi, Mom Norma," and I could not be so distressed anymore. These are people who cannot move anything, you know.
Yeah.
And then they are so happy, you know. So, yeah, that's. I'm just so glad that they found me.
What's the range of time frame like for? I mean, I'm sure every situation is different, but for something like that, like learning to write.
Well, it depends because, like, for this particular boy, he was 16 when I met him. He's now in his 50s. He didn't even want to talk to me. He will close his eyes whenever I pass his bed. And I there is a lot of, when you are a quadriplegic or even a paraplegic, when you lost something, mm-hmm. there's a lot of emotional, components to that. And that's the reason why we had a lot of psychology in our courses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's because of that. And your question is very, very good because it depends on, you know, a lot of factors, you know.
Right, because everyone's probably in a different place.
Yeah.
With mentally about what they're wanting to do, if they're even wanting to, like
yeah.
you said.
Or they're already improving and then they are left behind by their spouses or something like that. Mm. That will just again, you know, get to a regression and all of that. So we do a lot of education.
Sounds like a very passionate work.
Yeah.
And very involved work.
I would be crying all the time.
Oh. Yeah, I know. Like dealing with people
I mean tears of joy but also
and we can work anywhere. You know, we can
That's
work.
That's a good point.
Yeah, we were able to work in the rural areas, in the cities. We were able to work in the slums. We were able to work in prisons, rehab centers.
Oh, okay.
And those are our internship, you know?
Prisons.
Oh, yes, of course. You have to rehab.
Well, right,
you
but I just am like, whoa. That's kind of intense too, Norma. She's been everywhere. I like it.
I can't imagine 30 years. What's
well,
15
yeah.
and 31. Oh my gosh.
31 years. So I'm really curious when we come back too from our next break, kind of how your career came to a close and kind of the transition into what it is that you do now, because they do tie in together.
Yes, very much so.
So it makes a lot of sense. But we do have to thank some more of our amazing sponsors who, honestly, you guys, we really appreciate it, especially right now with everything that's going on, to still support us and our show. It really means the world. So thank you guys.
Shout out to Michelle Lane Coaching. Michelle is a life coach helping you to get to the root of what's holding you back from the life you desire most. She helps women remember who they are beyond the daily hustle, obligation, and overwhelm so they can awaken and deepen their truth, intuition, and self-trust. Lit from Within, 2449 Athens Avenue. They do organic spray tanning, infrared sauna, light therapy, yoga, meditation, dance, hip-hop, fitness, Pilates, kids yoga, and more.
Do everything.
And I think they do twerk now and,
yeah.
And yoga for prenatal.
Yoga
yeah.
Yep.
Bev
they
Gray.
Do it all.
Yes. Bev Gray with Zervita. It's a nutritious drink that will give you that energy that you need. Felicia Tortorici at All Fired Up, 1796 Churn Creek Road. They do pottery painting, life casting, board art, clay prints, clay and fused glass workshops. Master Intuitive Life Coach Dana Grant. And Sarah Clark with Relief Trading, 100% USDA certified organic hemp grown at Whole Circle Farms in Oregon, USA.
We've got some awesome people.
Yes, we do.
Definitely check them out, you guys. I know they're all on social media, too, so they're easy to find.
And I just drank Zeal before I came here, which is from Bev. So.
Oh, nice.
Vita. We've got a testimonial.
Yay,
anyways, we will be back here shortly on the Women of Vision show here at KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
Our August series is called Diagnosis Writer. Each episode, we're taking a close look at identifying common but difficult problems and pinning down their solutions. September spotlights designing interesting characters with interesting skill sets.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome back to the Women of Vision show, everybody, here on KCNR. And we were just talking with the lovely Norma Maliari about her time as an occupational therapist, which is just, again, very well suited for you and your personality and what I feel like you bring to the table for people. I would have a hard time, I think, with that one.
So much fun, though. So much fun.
Absolutely. And super rewarding. I can only imagine how, you know, you feel making a difference in somebody's life at the end of every day.
And there are a lot of male therapists, too. I went to school with a lot of male therapists that I still, occupational therapists that I still correspond with.
Do you think it's a more male-driven field?
No, it's both ways. Okay, I went to our reunion, and there's equally a lot. Some elderly patients would not like me to help them, you know, teach them how to take a bath for a shower, for example.
Oh, wow.
Why?
They like the men.
Oh, okay.
Inside scoop.
So after 31 years, I mean, did you, How did your career come to a close, my dear? Was it more just a choice that you were kind of ready to be done?
Yes. Okay. It was a transition. I think some of you knew that I had had breast cancer diagnosis, and I had 16 chemotherapists. And then I was not feeling, good to be in responsible for, 6 to 10 people a day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you got your diagnosis while you were still working.
No, I retired, and then I got the diagnosis.
Okay, gotcha.
I had so much plans, how they say, it's in Proverbs, 1921, that men have so many plans, but then it's God that decides. I have so much plans, when I try to just lessen my work. I worked per diem, and then I was just working less and less because I wanted to write the story of my parents. And I also have many, many things to do that have been on the back burner, raising the 4 boys.
I was going to say, you've got a house full.
Correct.
I mean,
and they
full-time
went,
mama.
They went to 2 schools, one in Palo Zidro and 3 at St. Joseph. So it's Bishop Quinn. And so those are things that I just decided, I was working less and less. But I also was very, I was enjoying, my garden and my husband's paintings. And I have to identify all his work because he was also a hybridizer of roses.
Aww.
And so, and trying to get those roses to the American Rose Society, they need pictures and they need description. I have so much,
oh my gosh, you do a lot.
And I volunteer at church too, so it's just like so much. And at school,
Right.
And so I decided, I told my husband, I probably will just not sign in for a per diem and just go full-time, with the boys and taking care of my parents as well. At the time, they were still very, very healthy, but I want to just interview them and learn about their life when they were kids.
Right, spend that time with them.
Yeah. And they have so much stories during the war I want to know. So.
Okay, so it was just a natural progression that for you to step away kind of.
Correct.
At that time,
correct,
from your job.
Correct. And I already knew what I was wanting to do because my children were in the business before me.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
So you knew before you ended your career as an occupational therapist that you wanted to work.
Correct. To do financial education and life insurance. So that just came because I said, if they can do it, I can do it too. They were speaking my lingo too. They were saying, that is the reason why I said, like, gosh, this really fits into my career.
Right.
Because in 2012 in Portland, in Oregon, that already came the new life insurance with living benefits and long-term care, So that was the one that really got me into it because I can hear my boy saying, if you cannot do 2 activities of daily living like, cleaning or bathing and dressing or toileting or, feeding yourself, then you can accelerate your death benefit. And so I said, like, am I dreaming or what? They are talking activities of daily living.
Which correlates to exactly what you were
doing.
That
is what that's what occupational therapists are known for, is to improve the activities of daily living of clients, whether they are children or elderly,
Right.
And so, yes, activities of daily living is in every insurance brochure that's with the Evolve Life Insurance. Unfortunately, it took another 2 years for it to come to California. We have already been doing that in Portland, for 2 years before it came here. So, and nobody knows about it. They still just think that life insurance is a death insurance, which is you have to die to be able to.
I was going
to
say, can you explain maybe the difference for, people who maybe don't know what the, because I didn't realize either until you and I have spoken when we, met previously through Women of Vision. I don't know if it's just that, like, you're young and you don't necessarily think about, oh, I should have all of my ducks in a row, or that they're, You don't think about life insurance. I'll just be really honest.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And until a neighbor or an auntie dies, and then there lives your 7 cousins or even one cousin, you know.
Right.
That does not have anything, you know, left for him or her. So, yes, traditionally, life insurance is, you know, you buy life insurance so that your loved ones will go on life, you know, without you, you know, because you're dead. And that is one of the main reasons why the people bought insurance, like especially when they get married or when they have children, right?
Right.
Or where,
so you can take care of your family.
Or, yes. Or, yeah. And that is the traditional life insurance.
Okay.
And there are many stories of how people have become what they are, because even in the you know, just one of our ladies too, you know, Ann Jensen, she tells of a story that I like to really listen to her tell the story herself, is that because her great-grandmother, even in the Depression, was able to save her grocery money or market money to buy life insurance for the grandfather. And then that's how they were able to go on life, despite the fact that it was very meager money at that time. If not for that, then there won't be anything for the survivors to live on, you know?
Right.
And then, of course, with all the advances of medicine and technology and nutrition, we are living much longer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that comes also that, although we are so happy about that, like my parents are both 93 almost now, that comes also the problem of, you know, staying to fund that longevity.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be like you are... you know, when it used to be, even when I was much younger, you know, in my 40s and 30s, we were planning with our financial advisor for 10 years after 65. That's how we were calculating how much to save.
Right.
See? But no, it's no longer. After 65, you have another lifetime of 30 years even to live. And so somehow life insurance knows that. That is what's happening. As I told you, my passion is health and wealth. They have to also make sure that when you get sick, like a stroke or a heart attack, mm-hmm. Your life insurance, if it is a death insurance, is useless.
Right, you can't tap into any of that.
And then you lose your home. And how many, and this is really related to my work in the hospital for 31 years and also the nursing facility, because at the time in the 80s, we were the one who brought rehab in nursing facilities. Because
right.
at that time, there was no skilled nursing yet.
Okay.
We were the one who established it and launched it. And at that time, I can see that my clients, my patients, lost their homes and cashed out their IRAs and their 401ks.
Right.
With just
rehabilitating.
No. With just one diagnosis.
Right. Well, I'm thinking about the hospital costs. Mm-hmm. We're not even talking about the rehab facility portion of it. I mean,
going to the emergency.
Right. Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, thousands of dollars. So this was even in the 80s and the 90s, right, when I started really consulting. You get attached to your clients because you don't see them for one day.
Right.
You know, you get to work with them for weeks and sometimes months. So I have
You see the struggle.
I have just been in the middle of all of these distresses about money and about losses.
Sheesh. Yeah, it's very intense. The costs that come alongside not only having something like that happen, but then, like you said, going into rehab, going into a facility to help you get your quality of life back so then you can go back to your normal life and continue living.
Okay, yes. Mm-hmm. And even after rehab, you know, what's life beyond rehab?
Yeah.
Well, especially if you're elderly and you can't go to work anymore, but you like you said, funding that longevity.
And it does not necessarily mean even like what about if you're 24, you know, and you're married, or even 37 or 42, you cannot work anymore.
Right, because
of a heart attack or even an accident.
Mm-hmm.
An accident like a person... you know, a ski accident in Lake Tahoe or something like mm-hmm. that. So with your accelerated benefits, you know, with the new evolved life insurance, it is so, so economical and yet so useful.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to, you'll have to give us some more information about that when we come back from our final break. Gosh, it always flies, I tell you what. We definitely want to mention the last of our sponsors.
Yeah, there's not much left, actually. I went through them pretty quick today. I don't know why. Some days I'm like,
she was struggling.
I know. thank you to Max Mulari with World Financial Group.
Max.
Alia Veers with Bohem Salon and Spa, 961 Dana Drive, Suite 130. And last but not least, Sarah Marie Spectrum. She helps you find the magic in you through her creative photography and videography. And I wish you guys could see her right now. She looks magical.
We have to take a picture of
you. Thank you. You're really
designer
sweet.
Dress.
I know. She looks just... anyways, you look fantastic, darling.
We will share pictures when it comes out.
Mm-hmm. All too kind.
Yeah, she's very creative, you guys. And honestly, I can attest to the fact that she's not really in a box, though, either. So if you think she's only about one type of photography, she's not. She's that good. So check her out. Anyways, we will be back here shortly after our last break. This is the Women of Vision show here on KCNR.
Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. We are having a very informative conversation with our amazing Norma Maliari, who is a part of World Financial Group, and that is basically living life insurance, correct?
It's more than that. It's just that my family just wanted to streamline our business, because it can be so wide a range. So we just life insurance is just one part of what we do.
Gotcha. Okay. I didn't realize that.
Yes. It's very, very much a part of what we do because of my mission, you know, to upgrade or change, you know, death insurances as we know it to life insurance with living benefits and long-term care. But we also do, you know, final expenses, you know, college education and debt elimination, you know, and just rolling over of IRAs and 401ks or monies that don't earn anything in the bank, for example.
Okay.
So, yes, we
so you guys have a lot of services,
We do have a lot of services.
Okay, yeah. So if you guys have any, money questions in general then, financial stuff.
Especially for life insurance for me, because that's what I am teaching my son, Max,
right.
Who... you know, open his own office, you know, 8 miles away from me. I am telling him to just focus on the one that is needed the most.
Right.
We have barely touched, our market is the whole United States, and we have barely touched Reading. So.
Wow. Yes. And the thing that is crazy, we were kind of talking over the break about, I mean, there are accidents that happen all the time, or just, you know, you could be young and healthy and have something, like you said, skiing accident in Tahoe.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
We have that, yeah.
Car accidents.
Yeah. I mean, it really kind of shines the light on the fact that our health and our wellness is very key and that things can change at any moment.
Oh, yes.
So that is why it is really important to have something in place. Correct. To help with those unexpected situations.
Yeah, there are, a lot, you know, with life, there are a lot of curveballs. But, you know, as they say, you know, my children love this one. The best way to predict the future is to create it. That's with Abraham Lincoln. And that is all in our, you know, in our emails, in all our graphics. So preparation really is the key. And when you have that in place, you have security and you have health. Because
right.
When you have security and you know that your family is protected, you can sleep better.
Yeah.
And you know, and you feel different when you have security. You know, Max today said, you know, many times, and I can hear him, you know, because I work in his office today, is that, man, you insure your house and your, you know, rental properties, mm-hmm. and your car, even your phone and your, you know, TV and whatever. But what is your most
valuable
asset is yourself and your children. So.
Yeah. Plus it's peace of mind too. Like, especially if you have a family. I mean, it's already so difficult that you lost a loved one. You know, it's going to be hard for them. But then the shock of like, oh my gosh, especially if you're like the main breadwinner of the family.
It cushions the impact of the death.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Just think about that.
I'm sure you've had like stories.
Oh, we have a lot of stories.
Yeah.
Yes. Because as I said, it's not just death now. It can be also, you know, any kind of illnesses that can limit you to work.
Right, going back to work or
limit you to do your activities of daily living. And that is really my crusade. It's really a mission. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just financial literacy, you know, but financial literacy with action. Because one of the things in financial literacy is protection. It's the foundation of all, you know, what good is investing $200, for example, every paycheck or every month? That will not be sufficient if you have a medical event.
Right.
So before that, you know, or during that, you have to make sure you have protection first.
So are there different levels of, you know what I mean, protection that people can come and get from you? Because I'm assuming that some people have different needs or,
yes,
you know, than others.
Of course. You know, when you are young, you don't have that much assets yet, or you don't have that much income yet, then we can just give you the term, you know, which is one, this is the temporary one. And then later on, we can probably teach you with financial literacy how to make more cash flow so that you can turn that into permanent. That will cover you for the rest of your life. But let's just use the example, you know, the one that I just did from Nevada, because, you know, I do have clients there too. You know, for even a 31-year-old with two kids, you know, it's only like $23 and 1 cent. And for the wife, it's only $19.78 for $250,000. So
wow.
With that, okay, that was only an addition to what they have because they bought a house. You know, so any life change, you know, you will have to review their needs. So it's just one of those things that, but can you imagine, most people think that it's very expensive.
Well, mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. I mean, I wouldn't know that, you know, 23, that's monthly.
Yeah,
that's nothing, you guys. You spend probably more than that on coffee in a week.
And I've talked with Norma before. She can also show you how to budget it. I mean,
Makes
it according to your income and budget, obviously.
And
I'll be there. I'll sit with her. I'm like, no, that's too high. Let's lower that.
Yes, it really is, because you have to give a client what is doable or else they'll drop it.
Yeah.
Well, right.
And what separates me and Max, you know, and Dominic and, you know, my family is we just don't sell you. You know, we have to make sure that we teach you financial literacy.
That, and you want it to be like it doesn't make a difference in your paycheck. Right? It's just...
No, it is something doable.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that you can, you know, the most common mistake, and I see this in the hospital many times, is they drop the life insurance, you know, because it's a cost when things are rough.
Right, when it
because they
tight.
Will say, that's the first thing that they don't drop, you know, their cable or anything, but they will drop, you know, life insurance because they will do that later, you know, but that is very true.
It's the problem. We always think there's time.
And then
another thing too is you have to make sure that you know how much, because even if some people have insurance, I find that even doctors or lawyers, they are underinsured because they just get it from the hospital or from their employers.
Mm-hmm.
Once they leave, they don't have anything because that's only a perk from their jobs. And so when we evaluate the person, we just say, okay, unfortunately, even those that have life insurance, you know, which is about only 50%+ of the population, even those are, most of them are underinsured, very, very grossly underinsured.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I feel like they make it, when you don't have someone that you can sit down and actually talk to about what the coverage is, like with you, you're just being, it's a lot of paperwork.
Actually,
you know what I mean? They're
just
like, here's this giant packet. This is the plan you're signing up for. And unless you're diligent to sit and actually go through it and make sure what you're paying for and what your coverage is, you're right. A lot of it is completely underinsured and you overpay.
That is the point of financial literacy, is that is really what we like to do. And many times that's all we do all day long, is just making sure people understand.
Yeah, educating
you know,
them.
Like old ladies, you know, in Anderson, for example, I help them read their Medicare supplement, or their retirement or anything like that. They have no clue of why they are receiving those statements, for example. Uh-huh. And all of that, you know, with those free, because we do Medicare supplements too, you know, we are also health.
Wow. So we need to reach out to you. Any age, any people. So do you have any... upcoming events or, you know, teaching that's coming up? And then also, where can we find you, Norma?
Okay, well, we have two offices. We have one in downtown Reading and then also in and we have a website. And so it's very, very, we are very reachable.
We have
really never been affected because we have been, you know, doing Zoom, you know, all over the country, and so that it just made it very, very easy. It's so interesting though, doing Zoom with people that are in town, you know.
That is
so
true.
So, but that helped too.
Yeah. What is your website?
Norma Malari, WFG Connects. I will have to what do you call this? WFGConnects.com, you know, Norma Laura Malari.
Okay. Is there somewhere easy that social media that people can find you and find your links?
Of course.
Or your phone number, if you don't mind.
I was
going
to say, it's up to you, but I just want to make sure that people have an easy way to contact you, because it's important information.
Oh, okay. This is an easy one. Okay. How Money Works /Norma Laura Malari.
Perfect.
.com, of course. You know, howmoneyworks.com/Norma, you know, Laura Malari.
Perfect. You guys definitely should reach out to her because your health is super important. There's no price on that. So thank you for sitting down with us tonight and visiting and educating us a bit. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Norma. You're most welcome.
Have a good evening, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
We are Women of Vision.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.